What are they using that information for?
To represent your community.
A group of fifth graders were learning about the census on Constitution Day at the National Constitution Center, where the Census Bureau set up an interactive exhibit. The U.S. Census Bureau Director, Dr. Stephen Dillingham, stopped by after a news conference where he tied in the Constitution and the census. The first census was taken in 1790.
Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution calls for an enumeration to apportion representatives among the states. Our founding fathers recognized that in order to provide equal representation in the House of Representatives, they had to know how many people lived here and where they lived.
He says in 1790, U.S. Marshals visited households to conduct the first enumeration on horseback, taking 2 years to complete. In the 2020 census, you'll be able to respond online, on the phone, or by mail. The government distributes $675 billion to states and communities based on census data. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.